from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan Singleton, hello.
Hello, not that you're needy or anything, but I'm sure you can get 32 people in the next hour and a half.
Of course I can. Of course I can.
Half an hour. No, you've only got half an hour.
Half an hour. Megan, we're talking travel, and you've been at the Great Adventure Conference, travel conference.
Yeah.
Now, this is the conference all about travel, adventure travel tourism in New Zealand. How big is that in New Zealand?
Well, adventure tourism is probably about nearly half of the whole tourism sector. In fact, did you know, I'll just give you a couple of amazing stats that I learned yesterday on Friday in Wellington. Tourism is our second biggest income earner behind dairy.
Wow.
And that one in nine Kiwis are employed directly or indirectly in tourism in this country, or because of tourism. So it's massive. It brings in $9 billion a year and contributes to 9% of our GDP.
Mm.
So this is, and here's another one. Tourism is a $65.5 million a day industry in New Zealand. It's massive. And so this is an awesome opportunity to get the adventure tourism operators together, because they obviously work with some different issues and things around them than perhaps your hotel owners and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and well, so basically, if you drop people off a bungee cord, you could actually break their back and kill them, which is not good for tourism. And so some new rules are coming out.
Yeah. So this has been flagged out of the tourism review that was highlighted after the 2009 tragedy on a parachuting plane. And anyway, so out of that came a whole new review thing that was launched in 2010, and they're about to finalise it now. So every tourism operator in New Zealand must be audited and registered with WorkSafe New Zealand by the 1st of November, or they're out. So, I mean, they know this. I'm not telling them this. They all know this, and they've been working on it for 3 years. It's suddenly amping up, because they're realising that there's actually a whole lot of operators that still need to get audited and registered. So there's about four or five different auditing companies. The government is stumping up $1,500 to help with the cost of it, free advice to help businesses get there. Because, and we had MP Simon Bridges come and sort of announce this, that the 1st of November date is immovable, and one of his quotes was, you know, we just don't have the stomach for any more deaths. You know, one person dies in New Zealand and it goes around the world. It affects every single operator. So, yeah, so that's what it's about.
So, and you so really, from November 1st, you should feel safer in New Zealand if you're touring.
Exactly, and these standards are going to set the bar worldwide. So that's the other thing that I got out of this conference, was just how not only is it just going to make it safer for our domestic tourists and our international tourists, but we're going to set ourselves above any other country that also draws adventure tourists. So South America would be huge for that.
Good on
our
us.
Our safety standards are going to be awesome, and that again puts us on the world stage. So hopefully we'll bring in more tourism just simply because of our new safety standards. So I've got links on there if anyone's not already organised and they are an operator listening right now. They need to get a wriggle on.
Okay, well, look, I'll put that link to your blog, which has got all the new rules and what to do for all those people, the 1 in 9 who are involved in the tourism sector, so you can brief yourself up. Or you can go straight to Megan's blog, which is blog. BloggerAtLarge.com.